The second batch of Ghanaians living in Libya arrived home yesterday. The 99 all-male returnees look exhausted and disappointed. Though they were happy to be back home, they expressed their anxiety and worry for their compatriots who are still in Libya. According to the Chief Disaster Control Officer of NADBO, Asuminio De Mensa, in such a situation, those who are immediately available are evacuated. The CE said explains why no female or child has been evacuated yet.
There is no word of selection. This is in a crisis situation. Those who have been able to make it to a safer place, that's what is happening. So these are people who have been able to cross the Libyan border to Egypt. So now Egypt is a little bit calm. So our embassy over there organized them and they put them in a plane. There's a commercial plane that brought them. At the moment, we haven't registered any female or a child in the nation. The first group came on Saturday. There were 55. They were all men. And this group, I haven't seen any female or any child around. We haven't done the medical screening. The military has sent medical team to the place, so they will look at their medical conditions. And we also are arranging our medical team at the Range Hospital, so that maybe the subsequent ones, they will be able to screen them. We haven't had the casualty yet.
Sharing their experiences, some returnees noted with disappointment the failure of the Ghanaian embassy in Libya to facilitate their return.
Libya is a very tough country, especially since violence started, because most of our brothers has been attacked in their companies and their properties has been taken away from them. And some are still stranded in Libya, they can't get out. And the embassy in Libya is not doing anything to help with the Ghanaians. The Ghanaian embassy in Libya is not doing anything in Libya. It's not the treasure of Libyan embassy. We ourselves, we organize our lorries and pay about $110, which is 150 Libyan dinars. In Libya and went to the border town in Egypt. From that place, we saw an international body, which is UN High Commission for Refugees and the International Organization for Migration. And they called on Ghana Embassy in Egypt. So he sent some consulate to organize this Ghanaians coming home.
Our brothers, they are suffering over there. So now we need help. So far as we come home, we thank God. We are thinking about our brothers. You can't pass the guava. The barrier is risky. Unless you people for contact, Travelers Embassy is not helping us. That's the point.
I've been in Libya for 1 year, 3 months. So if you are looking to the crisis of Libya, it's the same as Sierra Leone, because the crisis of Libya is not easy. Even I was not in the camp. I was in the work site when the crisis was started. And it started on the 15th. And that day, when we come home in the night, all those who are from the heads, who are from our masters, they have run away and leave us in that very night. So we couldn't sleep on that very night. And Libyan people, they came inside and tell us that we should leave from Libya. And at that time, even we worked for 3 months, they couldn't pay us. We don't have any money to run away. And then the next day, when they come with guns and then knives. And then they collect what we have bought when we are coming back to Ghana. Because I bought plus cream, I bought offer. They took all these things. And then they collected some of our money that they were giving us for tough money. They have collected all these things. So the next 3 days, we went to the market to buy tomatoes and prepare food. That place that they have put tear gas, and still up to now, when I smell the tear gas, I have a headache as of now I'm speaking. And from there, about 5 days to 6 days time, they came and burned all our companies and burned even the car and then the material that we are using for working. They have burned all these things.
And so how do you manage to get to the border?
Because of that place that we are living in, Benghazi, one of the chief imam, he is the one who used to bring his car and take us to Egypt border, between Libya and then Egypt.
He was is he a Libyan?
He's a Libyan, the chief imam of Benghazi. He's the one who helped us. Even if it were not because of him, we could have not go to that place.
So how many of you got to the border?
Actually, we are those people who enter his car. We are about 73. Then the next day, people are coming. And that people who join us, I don't know where they have get chances and come that place.
You said you left somewhere last year. Why did you go to Libya?
Actually, I completed secondary school. That was 2006. I have nothing. My certificate was not good. Because I passed and I couldn't pass all. So I've tried private again, but I couldn't make it. But when I don't have any work to work, so I'm just going to Libya. My friends are there calling me that there is work that I should come. That's why I go to Libya.
But we thank God that you are back.
Thank God.
So where are you from?
I'm from Bimila.
So you're going back home?
We're going back, inshallah.
Welcome home, eh?
You have some Ghanaians who just returned home from Libya.